On this episode of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you some extraordinary art in a very odd place, and no, it's not a new tattoo. I'm going to share with you my best pick for an amazing clip-on tuner, and I have a guitar geek story that coincides with what I've been listening to that you're not going to want to miss. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Cheers and welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 7. And you know what makes this Acoustic Tuesday? Well, guitar geekiness, of course. But I'm joined by none other than Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first, and of course, Levi Quila, the man with a technical plan. Gentlemen.
Hello.
It's really a treat to see you guys today. You both look fantastic.
Thank you.
In fact.
Thanks, Tony.
I'd like to make a quick comment on Noah's attire for today. It was Lumberjack Day, and Noah and I obviously participated. Levi did not receive the memo, which is unfortunate because I've seen his red flannel, and it's nicer than both Noah and myself combined.
It's a pretty nice flannel.
Well, I want to dive into the guitar geekiness today, and as with all Acoustic Tuesday episodes, I've got a list of guitar geek items that you have to know about. Now, one quick thing about this list. I've been getting emails a lot lately from different products and manufacturers that want to have their stuff on the show. And I just want to come clean and say that this list is compiled by me on about stuff that I really enjoy. This isn't an advertisement show. There's no endorsement deals here. There's no payment. In fact, I don't even entertain those offers. So just to be clear, this is a list of stuff that I'm just geeking out about that I want to share with you. And of course, before we dive into that list, I've got a trivia question for you. And this one, I'd like to say that Noah and I crafted this one together. So without further ado, here is the trivia question for the day. And I have to read it because it's fairly lengthy and it's got some great details to it. Here we go. So I want to know, what string company received a sample of a newly developed nylon monofilament that became the basis for modern nylon strings in 1947? One more time, just to get all the details straight. What string company received a sample of a newly developed nylon monofilament that became the basis for modern nylon strings in 1947? Now, I want you to ponder that when we dive into this list of acoustic guitar geekdom. And starting with item number 5, guitar geek item number 5, what I think is probably the best clip-on tuner on the market. Now, I know there's a lot of clip-on tuners out there. I've used a bunch of different ones. I like the Snark. I like the Korg pitch clip. They all have their function, but this one stands out as not only an extremely roadworthy tuner, but an extremely accurate and easy to use tuner. And that is the TC Electronic Polytune Clip. And let me tell you why I like this particular tuner. Number one, it is incredibly accurate. It's got three different settings, standard setting, a polytune setting, which means you can strum all 6 strings and then tune from the display, and it also has a strobe tune setting. Now, just to be totally honest, full disclaimer here, I don't really use the strobe tuning and I don't really use the polytuning, but the options are there and they're nice for those who use them. But I use it in standard operating setting the most, and I absolutely love it. So its accuracy is amazing. That's actually the second point, is how accurate it is. Or wait, was that the first point? I think that was the first point. I'm losing track because Noah has been pouring me Elijah Craig. So we've got the accuracy of the tuner, the display. The display is one that does not get blurred out by sun. A lot of tuners, sometimes when you have the tuner display in the sun, it washes out the entire display. Not the case on the Polytune clip, and it's incredibly bright for darker rooms. The next thing that I want to cite with this particular tuner is the battery life. I've had the same battery in this particular tuner for probably, I want to say, a year and a half, maybe even more. I haven't changed it. It's still super bright. It's still super accurate. So big kudos to the battery life. And last but certainly not least, and probably the most important feature, is the clip. The clip is actually made out of metal. I have one here. I stole this off my banjo, and the clip is metal, it's super durable, it does not break. But one quick thing that I wanna cite, the part that you actually grab onto for the clip is metal, so I would advise moving the tuner out of the way before you grab the clip. If you don't and just grab the clip, it actually can crack because there's a button right there, and that's what mine has done. Not so much that I can't use the tuner, but it's just something I want you to be aware of. Now, you've heard me talk about the tuner, and I want you to hear from the actual developers of the tuner. So I've got this killer video. I gotta say, this guy's got great hair, great beard. I can't quite pull off the wide neck shirt like he can, but let's have a look at this this video put on by TC Electronic about the Polytune clip tuner.
At the heart of any tuner is the display. Polytune clip feature an astounding array of 105 high-power LEDs, much brighter than the original Polytune pedal, and fitted onto an area that's 25% smaller. In order to make sure Polytune clip adapts to your needs and not the other way around, the display automatically tilts depending on where you set it. This means Polytune clip can be used both in front and behind the headstock, as well as on left and right-handed guitars. The original Polytune pedal was an incredible engineering feat and a paradigm shift in tuning technology. The pedal won numerous awards and got rave reviews and accolades from some of the greatest guitar players in the world. Being able to quickly strum and see the pitch of all the strings at once is so much more intuitive, not to mention time-saving. Polytune clip features a brand new version of our patented polyphonic tuning algorithm. A version that's been tweaked and tested more rigorously than any previous version. It just plain works.
All right, so that is the Polytune clip tuner. Now, they just came out with they have a white version and they also have a black version, which is nice depending on what you like the look of on your instruments. And I just wanna say this as a quick side note. When I went on their website, Tommy Emmanuel was featured. And I thought to myself, well, if this tuner is gonna make me play like Tommy Emmanuel, I must purchase it. So far it hasn't worked, but I'm hoping maybe in the next year and a half, 3 years, it'll happen. Which brings me to my next acoustic guitar geek item. Acoustic guitar geek item number four is an artist by the name of James A. Willis. Now, you guys know that I like to virtually guitar shop. And oftentimes I go on Carter Vintage Guitar's website. And this caught my eye because what I saw was a page full of guitar cases that were painted in an elaborate fashion. I'm talking really cool stuff. And the cool thing about this was that these guitar cases, the art on them featured guitar icons, kind of the famous picture that is associated with them. I'm talking Jimi Hendrix, Greg Allman, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Kitty Wells. Who else was on there? I can't remember any of the other ones, but it's just, there are so many beautiful cases that James has painted. And not to mention, he's an artist that creates other types of artwork as well, and those are on there as well. He's got two prints that stand out in my mind. Both are kind of blues themed. They have skeletons. They're blues themed. Needless to say, they caught my eye. But anyways, the art is super detailed, and it's just a great way to celebrate not only guitar, but fine art in one spot. The art is on the case. I mean, no joke, it's beautiful, it's colorful. It's just, it was an amazing guitar geek find that I needed to share with you because I actually had to go back to the website two or three times just to make sure that what I was looking at was a real thing. And I can assure you it was a real thing. And upon some reading about James, he actually at one point in time did some custom painting or some custom design work for the Gibson Custom Shop. I'm not 100% on that, but I saw that he had some affiliation with Gibson at some point doing art on guitars. So definitely an artist who is a guitar geek at heart, or at least that's what it seems to be. So I wanted to make sure that I shared that with you guys. Now, I've got some good items left. I mean, item number two is killer. Item number one is one that you have to, it's gonna change your life. But we gotta get to item number three. And item number three happens to be focused on what I've been listening to this week. And this is the guitar geek story that I have to share with you. From one guitar geek to another, This is one that it was a transformative experience for me. But first, who am I listening to? Well, I'm listening to Big Bill Brunzi this week. In particular, his album, Big Bill Brunzi Sings Folk Songs. This is an album I got on vinyl some months ago. I want to say maybe it was over the summer. But from the moment the needle dropped, it was just... it was mind-blowing. I mean, it was mojo. It had the feel, it had the tone. Big Bill's guitar sounds amazing on it. And it's an album that I want you to be aware of. And in particular, the song that's got me just totally going is the first track on the album. It's called Backwater Blues. And we've got a little snippet of it here. I want you to have a listen, and then I'm going to share this story with you.
Loud in the lowland that night, I got up one morning, poor me, I couldn't even get out of my door. Yes, I got up one morning, poor me, I couldn't even get out of my door.
All right. Excuse me. That is Big Bill Brunzi. Now, the story that goes along with that is this. As you guys probably know, if you've tuned into past Acoustic Tuesday episodes, I used to work in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music. It was a great time. I was just in college, and then I worked there through graduating college. And at upon Big Bill Brunzi's passing, he actually willed his guitar to the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago. And this is an old 00028, old Martin 00028, that literally I worked in the music store, and it was in the music store in a special case, under lock and key, of course. And at one point, I was there under supervision, and they opened the case and handed me the guitar and said, play it. And I just have to share with you the guitar geek moment. And I'm pretty sure, I don't want to speak for Old Town School, but I'm pretty sure this guitar is still on display. And I'm pretty sure it's quite accessible in terms of old guitars go, old vintage iconic guitars. But this guitar, the smell of it was unreal. The feel, the character in the top, the way the neck felt, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm kind of getting the shivers just talking about it. It has a small picture tacked on to the headstock front that was there. And when I see pictures of Big Bill playing this guitar, it's just like almost like a time machine. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because it's a feeling that I think guitar geeks would resonate with. You know that when you play an iconic guitar or an old guitar or a guitar that means a lot to you, it just kind of takes you to that place. That's exactly what this guitar did for me. And every time I hear Big Bill sing and play, I think of that very guitar, and it just brings a smile to my face. So with that being said, that was a small win that I had experienced in my guitar journey. And Noah, speaking of small wins, I know that last episode was littered with small wins. So would you mind sharing some of those with us?
Would love to.
Awesome.
All right, small wins. We have Skip. I've only been playing a couple of years and wasn't making much progress until I took on the challenge of learning 8 songs to be performed around the campfire at a chili cook-off at our church next week. No PA, no mics, 100-plus people, and purely organic. This challenge has grown my playing significantly. Thank you, Tony and team, Skip.
Oh, Skip, cheers,
that's
man.
A good one.
That is outstanding. I mean, not only was it 8 songs that you learned, but at a chili cook-off nonetheless. I mean, that is...
He said it.
Pretty awesome.
It's magic.
Good job,
it's Skip. Organic magic. All right. Trent, he says, I'm learning to love bar chords. I learned a new song in B with a 1-5-2-4 progression and did not reach for my capo.
Man, that's huge. Big time. That's awesome.
Jay says, I finally made it to one of your live shows.
Hey, with craziness of life, I mean, that is a small win for sure. Carving a little time out to geek out. See what I did?
Maybe a teeny win. Teeny win for sure.
That's a huge win.
It's a huge win.
That's a huge win.
It's a huge win. And lastly, Tom, he played at a birthday party and actually sang one of the songs.
Killer.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Playing and singing is a big deal. I mean, even if it's just for, you know, friends and family, if it's for a bigger party, that's outstanding. Very, very good job, everybody. And speaking of small wins, if you are watching this and you're thinking, you know what, I have a small win and I'd love to be featured on an Acoustic Tuesday show, please, in the comments below, put hashtag small win and then type your small win in. Noah looks through those and picks out the cream of the crop, if you will.
Indeed, I do.
So let's get back to the guitar geekiness. I've got two items left on my list. I still have an answer to your trivia question, which I love this answer. It's just got a lot of historical geekiness to it. And I want to give you a glimpse into what happens next week, but we're not even worried about next week yet. We got to finish this particular list. And that brings me to item number two. Guitar geek item number two. Now you guys know me, I've already confessed once during this episode that I like to virtually guitar shop. And Guitar Geek item number two is an actual guitar shop. It's a red hot acoustic guitar boutique in Tempe, Arizona by the name of Acoustic Vibes Music. The owner of the shop is Jeff Looker, and I gotta tell you, this guy knows his stuff. He has the most beautiful showroom. And there's a little bit of a story here. This feels like story hour a little bit. But there's a little bit of a story here because when I first moved to Montana, I started working for Weber Mandolins. I was a salesperson. I was not a very good salesperson, mind you. I tried hard, but my passion was for the instruments, not for the selling. That's a whole nother story. But one of my accounts was Acoustic Vibes Music in Tempe, Arizona. So I got to know Jeff, and we started talking about Tonewoods. We started talking about boutique guitars, Santa Cruz, Collings, Loudon. And he's got it all. The cool thing about Jeff is he's not afraid of custom stuff. He's not afraid of one-of-a-kind stuff. He's not afraid of limited edition stuff. And he's not afraid of the bread and butter models either. His showroom has an incredible swath of brands, from the smallest of bench builders all the way to, you know, Martins and Taylors. He carries banjos, mandolins. It's kind of a guitar geek's dream. So upon researching his store and looking for some videos, a glimpse into his store, I found this killer interview with Jeff that shows his incredible knowledge and reverence for acoustic instruments. I mean, he talks about them with the biggest vocabulary, and just he loves acoustic instruments. So I wanted to share this with you because he's the type of guitar geek I want you to know. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Jeff Looker and his shop, Acoustic Vibes Music, down in Tempe, Arizona.
People ask me that question almost every day. What's your favorite guitar? And I really don't have one. All the brands that we have here are my favorite brands. That's why they're here. I like all the people that make them. I have relationships with all the brands that we carry. And that's one of the important things, is the relationship.
Now, this particular one has high glue construction. High glue they used in the 30s. It dries very hard, and when it cools, it's like glass. So it gives a very great rich tone, good acoustic resonance to the guitar.
Well, Acoustic Vibes is it's a more of an experience than a traditional retail. What we try to do is create a little bit of surprise for people. People come in maybe looking for something they thought they wanted, but maybe leave with something that they never knew about.
So this is a new model from Guild. It's an Orpheum model. This is a 14-fret slope shoulder dreadnought. Of course, all handmade. Nitrocellulose finish. This one has hide glue, Adirondack bracing. And just a great vintage tone.
We're a boutique guitar shop, but we've got a great selection.
So it kind of has that familiar ring that people remember from Guild from the 70s and 80s and earlier.
You know, a lot of guys will come in, or ladies, they've built their business, built their career, raised a family, and they're coming back to their first love. They were a player in college or in high school. They got busy with life and other priorities, and now they're finding some time to come back and revisit their first love. So we have a lot of customers that are kind of in their second phase of instruments.
All right, so that's a look at Jeff Looker's shop, Acoustic Vibes Music. Again, that's in Tempe, Arizona. And I know that a lot of you probably may not live in Arizona, but I encourage you to check out his website. Just looking at the all the guitars that not only he has in stock, but past ones that he has sold is a treat and well worth your time. If you have any questions, Jeff's the guy to call. He's amazing. So that's definitely a shop you need to be aware of as a guitar geek. Now, I've got a lot of things left today. I don't even know what to do, but all I know is that I've got a hankering for darts. I've still got my first Guitar Geek item of the week for you, and I have to share with you the trivia. So, Noah, I'm feeling warmed up. I'm feeling good. I want to play some darts with you, but I want you to tell the Acoustic Tuesday viewers, why do we play darts in the first place? What's the whole dart battle thing?
Because it's just so much fun, Tony.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Right. Very simple. You are a bourbon guy. I'm a scotch guy. If you win the dart battle, I have to buy a bottle of bourbon for you mm-hmm. that we get to share together. If I win, you buy a bottle of scotch for me that we get to share together, and we will actually taste together and talk about together.
And actually share our tasting.
Yes.
Not only the tasting, but the purchasing as well.
Yes, which did we not just have?
We did. We concluded our first dart battle on Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 5, which if you haven't seen, you'll have to check out that tasting. Let's just say that I came out on the better end of that deal. But here we are. We're on week 2 of the 4-week dart battle.
Correct.
And currently, Noah, what's your score?
My score is a humble 18.
And my score, for those of you who are curious, is an even humbler 5. So now that we're on the same page, and with that being said, let's play some darts.
Noah, you are up, and we are now on the dart cam. Go ahead and take your shot. Ooh, that looks like an 8. Am I right?
It is an 8.
Okay.
Noah got an 8. I'm up. Here we go.
All right.
Here
you
goes.
You happy about that, Noah?
What?
You happy about that?
Well, yeah. Not if he gets a triple 20.
I just like your shirt, Noah.
Okay. Go ahead and take your shot, Tony.
All right, here we go.
And he gets a 1. Very nice. 8 and 1.
8 and 1. Boom.
Noah, what's the total?
on your feet, go.
I knew you were going to ask me that. Right?
My math is easy.
26.
26.
I'm 20.
Correct.
I'm 26.
Yes.
And you are 6.
That is correct. I'm a 6. Noah's a 26. 20-point differential. And of course, the dart battle will continue next week, so you're not going to want to miss that. And you can catch that, and really, truly, every Acoustic Tuesday on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube and an iTunes podcast. So that being said, we're on item number 1 of our Guitar Geek list for the week. This will quite possibly make your week, if not your year, if not the rest of your guitar journey. Last week, I released a lesson focusing on the 5 essential categories for guitar improvement. And this whole lesson was spurred by a comment I got from one of the viewers that said, how do I know what to practice? I've got all these things that I want to practice. How do I know what to practice? So I got to thinking, well, you can break what you want to learn, your whole guitar journey, into 5 essential categories of guitar improvement. That's what this whole lesson was based on. Now, I want you to check out the lesson. There's a link in the description, as is there a link for everything I've discussed thus far. Big Bill Brunzi, the Polytune clip, Acoustic Vibes Music, also this lesson that I'm talking about right now. But I'll give you a quick overview here during the show. Essentially, the five practice categories, the 5 improvement categories, are necessary to become a better player, but more importantly, to actually know that you're making daily progress and have fun with your guitar. So the 5 essential categories are this. Number 1, chord transitions. Understanding chords within a key and being able to change to and from those chords within that key. Number 2, yeah. I'm struggling with the numbers today. Number two is rhythm guitar. Different techniques, different styles, fingerstyle, flat picking, you name it, whatever the case may be. Number three, scales and improvisation. Those two go hand in hand. And what I'm talking there is playing lead guitar over somebody playing rhythm guitar or over a backing track. Number two would be licks, learning acoustic guitar licks to actually understand the language of music. And then the absolute number one, I know I've goofed up the numbers, but let's just say that Levi's showing me hand signals back there and I'm just struggling. I'm like counting forwards and backwards in every which way. But truly the most important and surprising one is warm-ups, because these drive home a technique. It's an unconscious way to develop technique that you can then carry into your everyday playing. So just a real quick countdown in the right order. Number five, chord transitions. Number four, rhythm guitar. Number three, improvisation. Number two, licks. And last but certainly not least, probably the most important, number one, warm-ups. So that's acoustic guitar geek item number one. Noah, last episode was really fun, and there was a lot of interaction. And I know that you have some comments queued up that you want to share and some shout outs, but first, I want to take a second. I know I already asked you to share small wins if you have them. Again, hashtag small wins and then type in your small win, but I want to know what you thought of today's episode. What'd you love? What was a new discovery that totally blew your mind? What is a discovery that you want us to know about? Those are welcome as well. And of course, since the dart battle is going as it is, get your scotch recommendations in there, because I've never purchased scotch before and I'm going to need all the help I can get. Now, Noah, let's visit last week's episode's comments, please. Will
yes,
we?
Let's do
can
so.
Can we? Shall we?
Yes, I'm ready. All right. So just a couple of shout outs to those who tuned in last week. Dave, Liam, Maz, James, Mark, Eric, Jim, George, Richard, and there are definitely more who jumped into the show. All right, now on to comments from last week's episode. Eric says, thoroughly enjoyed. This is the first episode I've watched.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for High Plains Jamboree and the ear trumpet mic.
Oh, cool.
My favorite bluegrass group, Jeff Scroggins in Colorado, use these. Wow, they sound great. Also, the Scotch versus Bourbon Challenge. I enjoy seeking out the best of each, plus other great American and Canadian whiskeys. I tend to come down more on the side of bourbon, though.
I couldn't agree more.
Thought I'd get that in there for you, Tony.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. The only one.
Upvote.
Only
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Howard says, Tony, love the show. Been a Scotch drinker for 35 years. My in-laws have recently turned me on to bourbon, and I love darts. Made my way through orthopedic residency throwing darts in the on-call room, waiting to go to the next emergency surgery case.
Oh, my God.
Then comes guitar. Have returned at age 55 to playing, mostly learning after 37-year hiatus, probably my true love in life. Sidetracked by the medical education and career, suffice it to say, if there are multiple lives, I'd love to model my next life after the Tony Policastro example. Well done. Well done, Tony. Well done. You are definitely living your truth.
Oh, thanks, man. Cheers. I appreciate that comment. That's thanks for cool. watching, too.
And lastly, we have Richard here. Thanks, Tony P. and crew, for another excelento Acoustic Tuesday. I myself really like Ear Trumpet Labs for condenser mics. Old school look with a new school sound.
Cool.
Looks like the High Plains Jamboree video was recorded at Merlefest in Wilkesboro, NC.
Cool.
Tony, you and the crew should make a trip there for 2018. It's a blast. As a side note, try Bullite bourbon for an outstanding taste. Maybe Bullet.
Bullet, yeah.
Okay, Bullet bourbon for a taste. Thank you, Richard Hauer and Eric, for your comments.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your comments. I love the participation. I love the discussion. It's really fantastic. And there's a lot of talk about ear trumpet mics, so if you're curious of what those are, my thoughts on them, please check out Acoustic Tuesday episode number 6. That was all contained in that particular episode. And going forward, I've got to give you your trivia question answer, because it's really cool. I love this question. Hopefully you do too. And I got to give you a sneak peek to next week. So just real quick, I want to reiterate the trivia question, which was, what string company received a sample of a newly developed nylon monofilament that became the basis for modern nylon strings in 1947? Now, one quick moment. I have to unbutton my flannel.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's getting a little hot in here.
Family
a lot of
show.
Acoustic geekness. I just got to take my shirt off here for a second. This is a hint for those of you who are still guessing. Just a hint, I just had to brush my beard out of the side here. So, here's your answer. In 1947, DuPont sent a sample of their newly developed product to the string maker D'Addario and Son. Yes, it was just two of them at that point. After some experimentation as treble harp strings, the D'Addarios began developing ways to apply this new material to more and more instruments. John Sr. was responsible for developing a method to polish the nylon, which would allow him to reduce the diameter, thus making the nylon useful for a greater variety of instruments, such as the lute and classical guitar, greatly reducing the need for animal gut strings. Pretty cool. D'Addario, and a lot of history wrapped up in there. Not to mention the thought of animal gut strings and what it actually takes to make them.
Or who thought of that in the first place?
Yeah. So, again, thank you for watching today. I love that you guys are here watching Acoustic Tuesday. I can't thank you enough for sharing your time with us. And, of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube and an iTunes podcast. Now, a little sneak peek into next week. What have I got on tap for you? I've got a fantastic guitar and banjo duo that you need to know about, especially if you love harmony, especially if you love acoustic music, which I'm assuming is you. Next we have, how could I forget? Levi, Noah, and myself went on a world tour.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Did we record that?
It's fully recorded. It's fully recorded, and you're not going to want to miss it. So make sure to tune in next week. And last but certainly not least, this is actually a big piece of news. I'm going to do my first review in quite a long time, and it's actually not a guitar at all. So I don't want you to miss that. Make sure to catch next week's Acoustic Tuesday. Again, that's 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube or iTunes for a podcast version. And until next week, have your best acoustic life absolutely possible. Cheers to you. Thanks for being here. And from all of us here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge Studios, rock on, peace on earth, and keep on picking. Cheers.
And the clouds turn as dark as night. Yes, it rained 5 days, and the clouds turn as dark.